بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the شعار بعارف الله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أقدس صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is جلفاء قرب محبة. محبتي منك بي أيسا زمانا بي گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. اگرچہ راہ تقا میں ہزار غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقا میں ہزار غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ. صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ. کیا عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. کیا عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. خطا کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دو ترتا ہے. تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو تو ترتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہگزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہگزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے.
تیرے مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل دل پر جلتا ہے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلتا ہے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو میرا پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جاختر جو میرا پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جاختر جرم بے وفا حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے جرم بے وفا حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh عارف باللہ روم وق تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ who so to say Allah Ta'ala is left in this period to teach us our real value and object of life to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Hazrat practically experience all these different stages of getting closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and beautifully Hazrat has put it in Bayan in a poetic form, as our Hazrat explains, that this shows what Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, and what Hazrat has taken from the heart of his mashayikh, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put such words of deep, in-depth love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we cannot explain, we cannot understand. But just to talk and to read about the lives of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it is mentioned, تَنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ إِنَّ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ فَضْلًا عَنْ وُجُودِهِمْ That just talking about the true pious servants of Allah, Allah's rahmat descends. And when they present, then what can we imagine? What can we imagine? So Hazrat says, just carry on treading the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the proper guidance of the real mashayikh, those who have got this love of Allah ta'ala, keep contact with them, be in their company all the time. Then as you tread up this road, then you'll find such a stage comes in your life that you'll get that opportunities of qurb-e-muhabbat. Jalsa-e qurb-e-muhabbat. Jalsa is a short opportunity. In other words, between the two sajdas, you are sitting for a jalsa period. But when you went to the one sajda already, you got the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah ta'ala And so to say, you were overtaken. You came in the presence of Allah. You were overtaken of the awe and the greatness of Allah. You didn't even know how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, like a small child, you send him to an elderly and you tell him, go and give this message.
He comes there, he gets awe-stricken. He doesn't know what to say. So the pious servant, the elderly person will tell him, okay, sit still. Listen, think what they told you to say. So like that Allah Ta'ala pushes us little back in Jalsa, that think where you have come. We have given you that opportunity to be the closest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is what's called Qurb-e-Muhabbat. That is the closeness of the love of Allah Ta'ala, which I cannot even explain. We haven't even realized what is the reality of this. But we should beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala out of the sadqa of our pious elders. Allah gives us an iota of this reality, or just count us amongst them. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is explaining that in the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, just carry on treading the path of the love of Allah. Never ever leave the company of the pious servants of Allah and stick to the real men of Allah Ta'ala. Then you will find that you will see them also. Sometimes you think they are just sitting quiet, they are just doing nothing. But their closeness to Allah Ta'ala at that time you can't imagine. So Hazrat is giving a brief idea of this reality. And as our Hazrat teaches us, we all want to reach that height. But myself, we can never reach till more. But just carry on in the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, who you were following and who you imitated, Allah Ta'ala counts you amongst them. That is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, in the path of the love of Allah, at least make our object and purpose and our niyat. We have come here to make our islah so that we can get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And this is that great gift. Allah Ta'ala has kept it open for everybody. Whether you are hafiz, alim, there's no conditions for all that. The poorest person, the richest person, the most ignorant person, the most intelligent person. Anybody can get these. The closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, that nobody can make dua to become a Nabi of Allah. It's not permissible, because Allah has chosen the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Hazrat says, after Nabuwat, then there is like, when you go from one country to another country, there's an empty land in between. That they say, no man's land. It doesn't belong to this country nor to that country. So like that, after Nabuwat, there's an empty space. And after that, the stage of Wilayat and Siddiqiyat starts. And our Hazrat has taught us that beg Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I don't deserve in the least but to be even your slave, to be anything in your creation, but that you have made me a human being. You made me in the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Ya Allah, you brought me so far, raised me to the highest stages of wilayat and siddiqiyat. And this is what we have come here to learn, that muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zuba khamush rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Hazrat is explaining this very high position, and this, as you explained, a maqam, a high stage of the love of Allah. Which in reality, this was not their maqam, that was their hal, their condition. That you just see, they are crying, that they are just quiet. It's, Hazrat says, such occasions come, and very small occasions, but those occasions are such, that Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a great love of Allah. If Allah give me that one sajda, that I find the closeness of Allah in that sajda, I am prepared to sacrifice that Allah give me ownership of all the 250 countries or more of the world. That one sajda is far more valuable than all that. So thus we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala for this. And that is why we have to take the medicine from our mashayikh, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The zikr has to start on the tongue. And then realize whose zikr we are making. Go and let it go into our brains and realize when you say, Allah, who we are talking to, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. And then from there it must penetrate into the heart. When it penetrates into the heart, Hazrat explains that such occasions will come that zuba khamush rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. That your tongue is just quiet, but your heart is crying and sobbing to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the real language that Allah Ta'ala knows, the language of the heart. When a person cries to Allah Ta'ala from the heart, otherwise like myself, Hazrat explained, we in sajda, but we far from Allah Ta'ala. We don't even know the reality of being in the darbar, in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat explains, don't lose hope, just carry on in the path of the love of Allah. And I hear so many young people in the company of our Shaykh, an elderly person. But if we just check our hearts, if we serve with the intention for our Islam and to get the love of Allah, this majlis is more enjoyable than any other place in the world. Any other place where you'll get involved in all haram, entertainment, all that. Or you can even be in a good place, but you got no connection with Allah. The heart is dead. Then we are like empty vessels like myself. So Hazrat says that just carry on. Agar che rahe taqwa mein hazar o gham bhi aate hai, magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. That although in the spot of taqwa, to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and what is this taqwa, that every moment a person worries that I must not displease my Allah. Allah must not be happy with me. And as in the zikr, one of the poems, so beautifully it is read, hai naraazgi jiski zor dozakhsi barkar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. That, oh Allah, your unhappiness is worse than being thrown into the fire. And when Allah is happy with you, you can be thrown into the fire. Khalilullah alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in a huge fire. But Allah Ta'ala's raza and happiness was with him. That he enjoyed it as in a garden. And outwardly people could see, even the enemies who made the fire, they could see the garden. But when Allah Ta'ala, when you don't have inclination to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Such a person is deprived. And as the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, when they get these opportunities, then they make this dua, Ya Allah, apne kurb ka maza chakale, phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. And oh Allah, give me an iota of the taste of your closeness, but then don't separate me, and don't make me get lost into your separation. And Allah doesn't separate us. That we separate ourselves on our own when we get involved in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that this path of the love of Allah is supposed to be very difficult. But Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. Join the company of the friends of Allah. And that even in that path, there will be a lot of obstacles. There will be a lot of pain you have to go through. And especially like myself, our nafs, our desires. We want to be in the wrong environment, etc. Or even if you're progressing, Shaitan will not leave you. Now he'll come with other traps, that now you are a very big sheikh, or now you are very pious, etc. So he's throwing us totally out of the court, even worse, without realizing. Allah save us. Hazrat says, all you have to be, all you have to have is be a talib, a sadiq, a true seeker. Be a true seeker, Allah, I want you only, Allah. Then I am not worth to be your servant, Allah, but you brought me in the company of your lover. So Hazrat says that that person who comes here and becomes a aashiq e sadiq, a true lover of Allah Ta'ala, then he goes through the pain. But to get up in the morning, Fajr time, in the short night, you're feeling tired, you realize Allah Ta'ala is calling me. So you just throw that blanket one side, and when you make your wuzu and you come into the masjid, ask a person after Fajr, then how he feels. He feels over, elated and delighted that what an opportunity Allah Ta'ala gave me. So all these obstacles will come, and according to the level you go up, these obstacles will come. And how to remove it? You have to stay in the company of the friends of Allah. And this is still mort. Don't ever think that I have reached there, that I can now, I'm aashiq e sadiq. Beg Allah Ta'ala that we must be a talib e sadiq, a talib e ilm, all the time seeking the true knowledge of deen, seeking the true closeness of Allah, and talib e iman, that our iman must be strengthened every moment. Then only we can go through all these paths. And especially Hazrat explains now, when the winds of dalalat, of deviation, pulling us away to the wrong direction can be blowing. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when these winds of fitna blow, and you close your heart to it, nothing will affect you. And how to close your heart? Come in the company of the men of Allah. And then take the medicine, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, if you don't, you open your heart. You come to the majlis also, but you mix in other company, or you are on your hell phone, Allah save me, all of us. So you mixing. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Everybody wants to be guided and wants peace in his life. But Allah says, those who bring iman, they do good. But وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Don't mix your iman with the word zulam, what sun, what oppression. Example is that you learning knowledge of deen, you even became an alim, you got a full bucket of milk, pure, healthy milk, but you don't care where you pass through gullies, where one drop of urine or filth fell in there. You wasted all that energy of yours, all that. So Allah Ta'ala save us. And for this, Hazrat teaches us in front that you go through this pain, but continuously make tawbah, make istighfar, and realize, oh Allah, it's only your kindness. Otherwise, Hazrat says, if you don't realize, you'll even come to the masjid. And after that, you don't, you just carry on, it's my life. Then Hazrat says, just look at the opposite. Here Hazrat is talking of one high level of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if you don't realize that I have to love for that, then shaitan, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعْرِدْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي that person who turns his attention away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُقَيِّدْ لَوْ شَيْطَانًا فَوَّ لَوْ كَرِيمٌ. Allah appoints a shaitan now, and that becomes his friend. And shaitan just whispers in your heart, and you go in the wrong direction. Hazrat says, when you go in this wrong direction, today people are so, we have become so artificial, fantasizing, not even what real lovers, just in your mind, and on the phone, all these terrible things. Hazrat says, Sila iske majaji ka, ye kaise are toba? What is the total opposite? You can't compare. Says, what is the end result of this artificial love affairs, and all this illicit love affairs? Hazrat says, are toba. Even you make toba, you can't think how people are lost in this world. And every second person today is got depression. What's wrong? No, my partner is not happy with me. First of all, we start our foundation on filth. How can that foundation? And the solution is simple. Just come in the company of the lovers of Allah. Make istighfar, make tawbah, make ruju, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will never tell us, you are lost, why you came here now? Allah Ta'ala is waiting, as Hazrat explained in front. Ke aashiq rote rehte, sanam khud sota rehta hai. Now you fantasizing over this woman or whatever, and today, like sport, you fantasizing over your team, and you going mad. So that is your idol. Hazrat says here, that you are crying, that, oh my idol, but your idol is, she's sleeping, or is and doesn't even know. Whereas Allah Rabbul Izzat, even in unmindfulness, you take Allah's name, immediately Allah Ta'ala turns to our attention. Hazrat explained one example Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi gave. A person used to stand in front of his idol all the time, ya sanam, oh my God, oh my idol. As he became old and his tongue started twisting, he couldn't pronounce the words properly. Now by mistake he said, ya samad. Immediately Allah turned his attention, oh my banda, what you want? Malaika said, oh Allah, he didn't mean to call to you. Allah says, if I don't respond, what's the difference between the loving Allah, Allah who is our creator, our embodiment of love, and the dead idol? So Allah Ta'ala, let us turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, now when you get this idea of getting closely connected to Allah, like Hazrat explained, if you got lights in your house, when there's load shedding, then you realize there's load shedding. But if you don't have lights, there can be load shedding. So when you get this idea of getting close to Allah Ta'ala, then you don't want to be distant. And what will distance us? Khatao ki agar aaye daman par riya se aaye, to apne aansuo ke ishq usko dhota rehta hai. That person who's getting an iota of the love of Allah Ta'ala, immediately he'll feel that I fell into some sin here. Either whether it's outward sin or the sin of the heart, which is worse than cancer and all the terrible diseases of today, which I have got the worst, Allah save me, all of us. That, Hazrat says, when this blackness, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained clearly, you commit one sin, a black dot on your heart. And if you don't make tawbah immediately, then it will pull you to another sin, and another sin. And the moment you make tawbah, and we see the friends of Allah, after doing so lot good, it's still making tawbah, istighfar, all the time. So Hazrat says, if some dirt has come onto your heart, then immediately through love of Allah Ta'ala, He just washes it away with the tears of the love of Allah. He says, oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity to be in your court, and I messed it up. And see how easy our deen is. Your clothes get dirty, you have to look for water, you have to look for soap to wash it. Yeah, immediately you got tawbah, you got istighfar, just start reading Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And especially in today's time and age, just make our tongue accustomed to Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, when you realize this, then realize the doors of Allah Ta'ala are not closed to anybody. So never ever think I am close to Allah and look at those people. Hazrat says, Gunahgaro ki mast tahkeer, eh zahide nada, ke unki aah wazari par falak bhi rota rehta. Don't look down upon any sinner. A poor person just passed the gathering of a pious servant and he realized that this is where I must be sitting. And he changes his life. Then you, that hasn't got real connection with Allah, but you're making ibadat, and you punctual with your namaz, but you still, you think you're just inclined from the world, but you're still ignorant, you're still immature, and Allah save me, save all of us, that now we're looking at others, look at how that person is dressed. But today we see over and over, people who look like they're in dunya, but they're concerned and they worry, what is Allah Ta'ala going to do to me? Just that is nadamah, that is regret, that is tawbah. So Hazrat says, never ever think low, or never ever look down upon any sinful person. Which means you are still ignorant, you might be in your ibadat, but all that ibadat is waste of time. Allah save me. Then Hazrat says, when they cry and they take that, how am I passing my life? Look at these pious people. I also want to be with them. Hazrat says, the heavens crying, malaika start crying, Ya Allah, this banda of yours that was lost, he has come to you. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gets more happy than a person who lost his camel in the desert and is stranded, more happier than that when he finds his camel. Allah gets happy of that servant who was lost and he just turns to Allah and he makes istighfar. And that is what Allah Ta'ala pays his attention to such a servant. And you don't know the history as our Shaykh explained. Behind every saint, he's got a history. Where they were and where Allah Ta'ala took them. And where you will get this, Bafayze Murside Kamil, jo darde dil hua hasil. So dil par jalsa kurba muhabbat hota rehta hai. That it is only through the kindness and the fadl of our mashayikh who are complete and perfect on the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that they got the pain of this love of Allah and they want to transfer it in our heart. And you get an iota of this, then you understand and realize what is the enjoyment of one sajda, getting close to Allah Ta'ala, or while you're making zikr, then it's not just in the beginning enjoyment, but you continue and continue. Now the day you don't make your zikr, you feel lost. And that is because Allah Ta'ala is saying, every day you come, where are you today? So then you'll get this idea of this closeness of the love of Allah, which just is just words from myself. Allah, make us realize the reality. Then Hazrat finally explains that when you realize this part, this is why Allah has sent us here. So don't give your life to Allah. Give your heart to Allah. Otherwise, what will be our condition? Jo ghairon par fida kar jaye apne qalb wa ja akhtar, wa jurme be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. If you give your heart and you sacrifice yourself to anything besides Allah Ta'ala, then you are committing the worst crime. Who gave us this heart? Who is controlling our heart? Every split moment, Allah is giving giving us every split moment. Allah is looking after our heart, and we turning to somebody else. Now you'll be totally deprived of even the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Allah has brought us here. Allah grant us this iota of this reality.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد من كتاب حياة المسلمين مولانا أشرف علي ثاني رحمة الله عليه This chapter was abstaining from sins So last time we had done some of the sins Continues Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited liquor and gambling All forms of intoxicants are covered by this hadith Insurance, lotteries, etc., all forms of gambling which are prohibited. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, My Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to destroy all musical instruments. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, The fornication of the eyes is to look with lust. The fornication of the tongue is to speak lustful things. The fornication of the hands is to touch with lust. The fornication of the feet is to walk towards lust. and the fornication of the heart is to desire evil. These forms of fornication are stepping stones to the final act of zina. Intermingling with the opposite sex gives rise to such acts, which leads to fornication. One hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the major sins are to commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, disobedience to parents, killing an innocent person, and to take a false oath. Shirk means to associate any created being or object in the worship or in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such attributes which belong to Allah exclusively. Among the practices of shirk prevailing in our times are, number one, worshipping of graves of the awliya Allah of Allah, the pious servants of Allah. They are his created beings and servants of Allah ta'ala, worshipping their graves by means of sajda, ruku, tawaf of the graves is amongst the worst acts of shirk. Kissing the graves of the pious and adorning the sheets with graves with bed sheets are also linked to the practice of shirk, taking partners with Allah ta'ala. Similarly, one should not take a vow in the name of some wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to believe that Allah ta'ala has assigned the affairs of the universe to created beings in such a way that the created beings act independently of the will of Allah ta'ala. And number four, the belief that the awliya are able to grant children wishes and du'as. In consequence of this belief of shirk, people direct their du'a directly to the awliya instead of directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disobedience of parents applies to all such things which are not in against the law of Allah ta'ala. Obedience to parents is of great importance, but obedience to parents is not permissible in such actions which are haram. It is not permissible to obey one's parents if their wishes conflict against the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, among the major sins are to devour the wealth of orphans, to flee from the battlefield of jihad, and to slander innocent and chaste women. That is, to accuse them of fornicating in immorality. Now the hadith Nabi Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also mentions, amongst the great sins, stealing, banditry and fornication. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, save us from all of these kinds of sins.